Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, case number 10,882, William Michael Davis and Richard E. Bryant, was withdrawn on September 27th.
Are there any others?
No.
Thank you. Hearing none?
Motion to approve. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as revised October 13th.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's revised agenda with the one change. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we've got the finding of the facts of our August the 22nd meeting and our September the 12th meeting. Can we do that with one motion?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion to approve both August 22nd finding of facts and September 12th.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the finding of the facts for both meetings on August the 22nd and the next will be September the 12th. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and they will proceed according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Each application was announced separately, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant presents the case, explains the request, and presents any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. And the burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the testimony has been completed, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. Also, those items come up after the public hearings. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office for the in the morning for the results. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,879, Richard Culver, north of Road 511, Jackson Road, approximately 1,800 feet west of Road 501, St. George Road. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
One up here, Jim. Name and place of residence, please.
Richard Culver, Jr., 8905 Jackson Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Stephen Atkins, 28734,
Stephen Road. And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the opportunity to come before you tonight. My name is Richard Culver, Jr. I go by Rick Culver, and I reside at 8905 Jackson Road. And that is the parcel that's in question here tonight. basically seeking a variance with the location of manure shed on the property. This manure shed was erected back in 1993 by my parents, and they have both since passed. And we are in the process now of dividing up the farm between myself and my two brothers. And I will be getting, or the improved areas will be in my name, the farmland will be in their name. And as you can see on the survey that was provided by Mr. Atkins, the parcel that's going to be carved out for myself. The question came into play, the location of the manure shed. We can do the 50-foot setback on the back side and also on the right side, but it's like between eight and 9 feet from the left property line. And like I said, this building was built back in 1993, so it has been there a while. I do recall going through some of my parents' paperwork, coming across the document. It was basically just a handwritten note that the lady who lived or who owned the parcel next door at the time had no objection to the shed being erected, but not thinking ever would really need it for anything, you know, just got rid of it. The property next to the farm is farmland also. It's owned by Vincent Farms, and I did contact the Vincents and made them aware of what was going on, and they said they had no objection to that shed being there since it had been there for so long. So that's the reason for coming before you tonight.
Okay.
They did not get originally get a CO?
Yes, they had a building permit, and they also were issued a certificate of compliance. What they're doing, they're putting new property lines.
That's correct. We're not changing the west line at all. That line has been there since.
And that's why I asked the question, because that's where the variance is requested, on that west line.
Right.
Correct.
It met the setbacks prior, and then he's putting a new property line, and now it's in violation. It doesn't meet the 50-foot.
I thought he just said that's the line that's already existing.
The line. I'm sorry not to interrupt, but yes, the west line, the west property line, that line is existing line and has been there for as long as I can remember.
What happened then?
The division you're making of the property is not creating the encroachment. That's the same line that's been there forever.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. But it did have a CO, so.
It did.
Yep.
Oops.
Okay. I believe the permit was obtained October of 1993.
Yes, I knew it was sometime in 93. Yes. Mm-hmm.
1993. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's request demonstrates on its own that there is a certain uniqueness, since it's the type of farm it is and requires a manure shed, then it can't be developed in strict conformity, therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. As far as created by the applicant, I would say that it's certainly not by the applicant, perhaps the parents of the applicant or the county. Obviously won't alter the central character neighborhood since it's farm use and a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 10,879.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,879. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.